Guards, remove his chains and leave us. I apologize. A man of your status shouldn't be treated like some common prisoner of war. I am Fire Lord Azula, conqueror of Ba Sing Se, daughter of Ozai, the Phoenix King. He who killed the Avatar in single combat. This is his palace, but it once belonged to your Earth King. No doubt you heard about our victory during your imprisonment? And yet, despite winning the war, holding on to our prize is proving to be more trouble than we expected. The past 5 years have been filled with rebellion, sabotage, terrorism. Wasted efforts, of course, but annoying. But that is where you come in. The people of the Earth Kingdom are proud and will never accept a foreign power ruling over them, even if it means having to stoop to such underhanded, dishonorable tactics. They'll fight tirelessly to return their rightful king to his throne. And that rightful king is you. You look surprised. You must have known your noble family was related to royalty. The former Earth King was in hiding, but we tracked him down soon enough, with the casualties of war and discreet pruning of the royal family tree. You are the man in line to inherit the throne. You will end these rebellions once and for all. I'm not threatening you. I'm offering you wondrous opportunity. The citizens of the Earth Kingdom can't object if their rightful king is also the Fire Lord, or rather, married to the Fire Lord. This must be quite a shock for you. How long has it been since your capture? 6 years? To go from rotting in a cell with no future to being asked to become one of the most powerful men in history all in one day? It must be overwhelming. Not to mention the other benefits sharing my bed would entail. You wouldn't be betraying your people. You'll be saving them from further tragedy. My father has declared that for every Fire Nation citizen killed in these attacks, 4 Earth Kingdom prisoners will be executed. You'll be saving them from future pain, helping them integrate into Fire Nation society. Help build a better world where fire and earth are one people. I should warn you, before making your decision, that you're the third man to make this choice. Your predecessors were distant cousins of yours with stronger claims to the throne. I shouldn't need to explain what happened when they refused to make the right choice. And there are plenty more where they came from. Think of it. As my husband, you would influence decisions on a global scale. You would be the voice of the Earth Kingdom in my father's court. And when my father dies, you and I will have all the power in the world. You're right. You really don't have a choice. I, however, do have a choice. Do I really want you as a husband? I'll admit, you're cuter than the two before you, but what if I could do better? Like I said, there are plenty of potential candidates. Strip for me. Come on now. Those prison clothes are little more than rags. They're not very flattering, and I want a good look at you. You kept your soldier's physique in prison. That's commendable. So often prisoners of war lose all... Oh, what's this? Getting hard already? Do you enjoy me ordering you around that much? Or has it just been so long since you've seen a woman? What is it you're imagining? What it would be like for me to touch you? What I look like under this robe? How it would feel inside me? Well, give me a good show and you might find out. Go on, touch yourself. That's it. There you go. No, stroke it. Yeah, I want to see you stroke that cock. Oh, yeah. Come on, stroke it faster. Come on, faster. Oh, yeah. Slower. No, slower. I want to see you rub that head. There you go. Yeah, stroke it more for me. Oh. Oh, yeah. There you go. Come on, stroke it for me. Enough, that's enough. Stop. Kneel in front of me. As far as your marital duties are concerned, it's obviously that you're well equipped, but just how willing are you to please me? Show me. Stop. You're quick on the uptake, at least, and enthusiastic. You're even better than Ty Lee. Don't be jealous. Behave, and I just might invite her to our chambers for an evening, assuming I decide to keep you, and you prove to me you won't embarrass yourself. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, a little more. More. Yeah. That's it. There you go. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah. I'm coming. Oh, yes. I've made my decision. Congratulations are in order, and now for your reward. Sit on the throne. Like it? It's beautiful, isn't it? A work of art. It's yours, officially. The Earth Kings. And now... ours. Feels so good, doesn't it? I want to make you feel good, to make you happy, but I can only do that when you please me. You want to please me, don't you? I want you to please me. I want you to be mine, to belong to me, mind, body, and soul, to obey me, serve me, love me. I want to love you, to care for you, to make you happy, and all I need is your complete devotion. Prove you can be trusted. Prove your devotion. Oh, there you go. Come for me. Come for me. Well done. But don't think I will let this happen again until our wedding night. To think, for you to corrupt me into agreeing to have sex with you before we were wed, you naughty boy. I really should punish you, but... not tonight. I'm in too good of a mood, and there's plenty of time to tease and edge and frustrate you until our wedding night. Speaking of which, the ceremony will be held in 5 weeks. Just remember, out there we're just prince and princess, equals and deeply in love. When it's just the two of us, I'm in charge. Got it? You really do enjoy this, don't you? You like me controlling you. That's surprisingly attractive. Come. I order the servants to run us a bath. We can plan the details of the wedding there.